I know this young lady across the way is still on cloud nine after Lincoln last Thursday and Friday in state tennis. Sarah Schneider, McCook Chamber of Commerce. You're still thinking about those 2 days, aren't you?
Yes. In our house, we just keep pinching ourselves. Mm-hmm. Like, did it really happen? And it's really cool to say, too, that we have two of the state champions in our own home. Mm-hmm. So it was really awesome to have the older sisters there watching her play. And I guess you could say we really are that tennis family. So
no question. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Yes. You know, Nate never had the boy, so... And he is a sports fanatic, mm-hmm. and so having the girls' tennis, he had the numbers. It was like his own fantasy football team, but with high school Class B girls. So he had, okay, this is what we could do with points this way, and so it was a lot of fun, and we didn't set by each other at all.
Really?
Yes, he was out pacing in the parking lot, coming out to the fence, so... Yeah, he was on the opposite side away from everyone and pacing. So it was a lot of fun.
Cool.
To watch him and her. So
really cool getting updates and everything. Thanks for the pictures.
Absolutely.
I know your girls were helping you. Mom, note, send that picture. Send that picture.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. And I guess the new slang is don't cop me like that. And so every time I take a picture, why are you copying me like that? And I'm like, what are you talking about?
I have no idea what that means.
Me neither. But all I know is it's not a good thing. So
well, glad you're in withdrawals now. I bet you're kind of missing it, aren't you?
No, we are like trying to play catch up in the office at home. And Abby will leave for Girls State
on
Sunday. So she'll be gone for the next week. So I've been taking advantage of her time. And she has really, I was just telling the group at Senator Merman's phone call, I was gone for an hour yesterday and I left a pretty big stack on my chair and came back and it was all done. I'm not used to this.
Wow.
So,
really
yes.
Cool. Yeah.
Yes. So I'm going to be putting her to work with more with the app and doing some other fun things that would benefit the community too. So, and it's always nice to have that fresh perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot of fun. I think it was last week. It might have been 2 weeks ago. I put a post on Facebook. I wanted the residents to vote on the top five foods in McCook. So with the Nebraska Passport Program, when someone's coming to town, we want to say, hey, go have and I'm going to onion rings from Max or
sure.
the cheeseburger from Max. And so Abby was doing all the tallies and doing the graphics for that. So we're going to be promoting that too at the chamber office. So a lot of fun things coming up too. So
is it done deal in top five?
Yes, it is.
Have you revealed it yet?
No, we're okay. going to be probably doing that today.
Okay.
And then we'll add it to the app. And Abby's been fantastic with the app too. I've just been teaching her, okay, this is what we need to do. And so she'll, if anybody sees anything with their business that they need changed with hours, anything, let me know because she's getting the hang of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool. Nice to have somebody else working on that with me too. So
Senator Merman, that was his final conference call, wasn't it?
Yes. Yep. We won't be hearing from him via Zoom until next January. So we'll fill that 8 o'clock time slot, I'm sure, with something else in mm-hmm. the office.
Yeah, this was the long session for the legislature.
Yes, the 90 days.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Yep. So that's done. We had a retail meeting this past month. We really, and I'll send out a recap via e-blast on that. We really just touched base on the July 17th. What used to be Crazy Days is now Family Fun on the Bricks. We're going to have KICX there mm-hmm. doing a remote and having some games. So I'll go in front of City Council on Monday just to have them approve the street closures, and then we'll keep moving from there. But anyone that has items, craft items, is not just open to chamber members. We want to fill the streets with craft vendors. Like last year, we had Bellevue University. Anybody that has a business and they want to say, hey, this is what we're about, we invite you to join us for that July 17th. So we'll have the sidewalk sales going on. It is from 5 to 8 p.m. And just a lot of fun. But I want to back up. We have the bash.
Mm-hmm.
The bash is coming up less than a month now. Yesterday marked that 1 month. We have Tour Day Nebraska will be in town, so we'll have an additional about 500 people. And they wanted to bring in a band as well. So we're going to have a live band playing basically from 4 p.m. all the way to 11 p.m. We'll take a short break in between for awards. I know Prairie Plains CASA has their corporate games. Tour de Nebraska had some awards they wanted to present. And then we have our chamber awards, too, that we need to present. So we'll take a little break in between, probably about between 6 and 7. So back up food trucks. We have some food trucks coming. I have, like, Melty Wagon, Thai food. There's a possibility the Thai food will also be here on Friday at Norris Park. So watch the chamber Facebook page for and the app for updates on that. So we'll have Thai food, barbecue, Fatty McGill's will be out, Fast Eddie's Pizza, Piggly Wiggly. So we have our chamber members who are going to be out, Sweet Embers. And then I have Daniel from Colorado. He came out last year for the bash. He has fried Oreos and have him back too. Just a lot of different foods. And I will have tables and chairs that we've rented from Morgan Mud, so you can have a place to sit down. The concerts are all free. The only thing you need to pay for is your food. And we will, the chamber will be doing a beer garden. This is all going to be on West C Street. It'll be taking place basically from Norris all the way down to Carpenter Breland, because the car show will be down by Wagner's. And I'll have bleachers set up by Norris so people can, it'll be within the beer garden limits, so they can sit on the bleachers, they can drink their beer, eat their food, listen to the live music, and watch the cruise. So the Broadways will be on stage at 4, and they play the 90s and 2000s, and then Gotcha Covered plays the 70s and 80s, and they'll be on stage at 7 o'clock. And the car show starts at 3. So, yeah, it'll be a busy hopping downtown. So, and I heard last night that the Legion baseball tournament is that same weekend, too. So,
more folks in town for that, yeah.
Yes. So, we're excited for a busy weekend. We're hoping for nice weather. It's probably going to be hot, which is okay because it is June. But big shout out to my big sponsors, M&B Bank, Wagner, Toyota, Ford, Chevy, and High Street Insurance, Community Hospital, and Citadelli. Without my sponsors, we can't have chamber events. So the Bash, Family Fun on the Bricks, and Heritage Days, and of course, Noel and Norris. We get to have all the entertainment. And for Heritage Days, we're excited because we will. The theme is Once Upon a Time. Parade registration is open. I had somebody register yesterday. Craft and food vendor registration is open. We have about 40 registered for vendors right now, and we're going to be looking at adding more. Then we also have that Oktoberfest. So the theme is Once Upon a Time. It's open for your imagination, fairy tale, pioneer, whatever you want to do with that theme. And then the Oktoberfest will start at 5 o'clock. We do have the polka band. Adam from the Copper Mill is going to be making the food again. So we're excited about that. And that will be in Norris Alley. And then we actually, our meeting was pretty short because I had to hurry up and send the girls off for state.
Right.
And so we just voted on Chamber Awards. Next month will be our last month with Jade Lesko and Joe Townsley on the board. They've served quite a long time, and they've seen the Chamber through the thick and the tough and the not-so-tough times. So we will be saddened to see them go because they have contributed a lot of their time. And their efforts and donations to the chamber. And so I begged Jade to stay on one more year. I was pretty thankful, but she has been super helpful. Even with the beer garden, we've been getting together because Citadelli at the county fair with the concert, they just have a well-oiled machine with their beer garden. And so Bill and Jade are helping me out with what I need to be doing, how to set it up, how many people. So we're excited. So a big shout out and a thank you to Jade and Joe Townsley. So with that being said, in July, we will have three new board members coming on too. So we're excited. Excited to have them. So yeah, things are just moving with the chamber. We had two new members this week, so membership is over 30 for the year, so we're excited for that. It keeps growing. Again, without memberships, the chamber doesn't exist. So look at the app, the Explore McCook app. Buffalo Commons is on there right now with their lineup. Any resources that you may need are on the app, the community calendar, tourism and chamber. We did have a special meeting and with tourism, and it was approved to split the cost of Yodel. So the community calendar will be filling up pretty quickly and with a lot of events. It was kind of fun. I was visiting with someone who's not from here, and they just moved to McCook, and this little town has a lot going on, and it is very true. So there's something, especially in the summertime, always going on. So we have the Nebraska passport holders. We have three stops in McCook, so that's huge for us. So we're excited about that. The Mint, Embers, and then the George Norris Home are all passport holders. And then the Bash lineup will also be on the app, too. So Abby will be working on that today.
Yeah, the month of June, because you got the Pro-Am next week, yes. Buffalo Commons the week after that, your the Chamber event along with the Wagners after that. So almost every weekend in June is something going on.
And then you fire up with July already with the Freedom Festival. And summer always flies by.
July 4th weekend is July 4th is on a Friday this year. So that's kind of cool.
Exciting.
Got a nice weekend and... Before we know it, we're into fair season, stuff like that. So a lot of things going on.
Yep. We're excited. Anybody has any questions about the events or registration, just let us know. Phone number is 345-3200. The email address is director@mccookchamber.org. Look us up on Facebook. We have a lot of updates on there. And then be checking for the top five foods of McCook on there, too. And so, we're excited.
You probably named off one of them. At least one. Yeah, at least one of those got to be top five.
Yes.
Because people are always talking about that.
Yes, absolutely. It was a lot of fun. Abby was blown away because, you know, from a teenage perspective with an adult, you also have the nostalgia from people who don't live here that voted too. And so it was a lot of fun to see the results. So, yeah.
Cool. That's good. And again, the Chamber meets every third Wednesday. So the next meeting will be on the 18th, right?
Yes. Yep. The week before the bash.
So. There you go. Yep. Exactly right. If you have any questions, more information, hit the website, the app.
Yep.
Any questions, call anytime.
Yep. Explore McCook is the app name, and it has the bison logo. It's burgundy. And then Facebook is McCook Chamber. Website is mccookchamber.org. So. Awesome.
And, of course, Facebook page. You're always putting stuff on Facebook all the time.
Yes, always. So.